The Guardian.
You're listening to The Guardian's Private View podcast, Adrian Sell's weekly look at major works of contemporary art. This week, Adrian gets inside a work called Untitled/Ernest Dumax's Secret Cottage by the French-born artist Marine Hugonnier. The painting is part of her show The Secretary of the Invisible on at London's Max Wigram Gallery.
It's late afternoon, or early morning. It's hard to tell. Either way, the light is going, and the landscape is darkening, or perhaps lightening. I can't tell you if the sun is rising or setting in the east or the west, but the most light is coming from the right-hand side of the painting. Everything is a little bit fuzzy. Some of the clouds have a sort of sharpness at the edges, but most things have a sort of blur. There's a slight sharpness to the blue in the sky. A lot of it's worn away. Someone's been rubbing at the world. And the trees are indistinguishable from one another. Fussy, stippled, thin trees. It's not Constable. It's not Corot. It's an anonymous landscape by an anonymous painter. Once, in this painting, in the background, there were city walls, thick yellow clouds, and two figures, and somewhere or other a signature. But that's gone now. The painting is called Ernest Dumax. Ernest Dumax's Secret Cottage. Ernest Dumax was the name of the false signature that was once applied to a painting that was over 100 years older than it claimed to be. Ernest Dumax, whoever he was, a real name or a pseudonym, supposedly painted this landscape with its city walls and its two figures and its yellow clouds, which have been cleaned off by a picture restorer to reveal an earlier landscape. And in that earlier landscape was a cottage in the foreground on the left. And in front of the cottage, a figure. Where has the cottage gone? Painted out again by the picture restorer. Leaving only half a figure. A white shirt, really, not much more than that. Sort of grinning out of a bush in the foreground. A bush where a cottage once was, and still is, under the overpaint. It hasn't been completely restored, this painting. There are cracks all over it, like the cracks you see in dried mud, or when a face pack is drying off. And around the edge of the picture, you can see the canvas that the painting has been stuck to. It's been relined over 100 years ago, stuck down with fish-based glue onto new canvas and stuck on a stretcher. Now that lining will be pretty brittle by now. About time the painting was cut off this stretcher, had that old lining removed and a new one put on it. Some of the cracks in the painting have been filled in with something like polyfiller, and all the old yellow varnish was wiped off with acetone, nail varnish remover, which may sound pretty crude, but it's standard practice in picture restoration. The painting was restored by someone called Rosalind Whitehouse on the insistence of the owner, the artist, Marine Hugonnier, a French artist who lives in London. Who is real, not a pseudonym, not like, possibly, Ernest Dumax, which sounds a bit like Dumas, but isn't. It's part of the restoration project by Hugonnier, this painting, and I'm standing amongst three other paintings, each of which is framed behind glass, and next to each painting are two statements, again, each of which is framed behind glass. They're reports about the painting's condition and restoration, a pre-restoration condition report and a post-restoration condition report. standard practice for restorers, the production of reports like this. What is Hugonnier doing with these old paintings? These old, not necessarily very significant paintings. They're all landscapes here. She's trying to tell us something about past and present. What are we looking at? In most of these talks, we come up against something that was made yesterday. This, we're looking back to 1750. But 1750 is today too. In between now and then, all these things have happened to this painting and are still happening. It keeps on changing. The figure comes and goes. City walls appear. Towns. Lives are lived. And then are ended. And a man standing in front of a cottage stays, even though the cottage has been overtaken by nature. Not really nature. By the hand of a restorer with a stippling brush. Not painting directly onto the old painting, but on top of a varnish that can be removed. I used to be involved in this game, the restoration business, working commercially for little companies and learning the dark arts of how to fake up skies, how to put back what had been taken away, how to fill holes that had been made by a drunk with a shotgun in his study after having drunk too much whiskey. Paintings that have been ripped and torn and burned, or paintings which previous owners wanted changed because they didn't want nudes anymore. They wanted a woman in a dress standing in front of a stately park, which she probably didn't really own anyway. The same thing goes on with contemporary paintings. Paintings that get wrecked and ruined. On Friday afternoons, we used to take drugs quite often and paint digital watches on the wrists of 19th century matrons and jet aeroplanes coursing across the skies of Barbizon landscapes, remembering to come in on Monday morning and wipe them off. Time comes and goes. Marine Hugonnier sees herself as a kind of anthropologist artist, and she makes films. She takes photographs. She makes installations. And she's been making this restoration series since, I think, 2005. Previously, when she'd shown the works, she's had the picture restorer in situ, working away with the little Q-tips soaked in chemicals, with the little tiny sable brushes, the bright lights, and the rest of it, applying the acrylic resins and the modern-day equivalents of what restorers have always done. The big thing about restoration is that it should always be reversible. Whatever you put on, you should be able to take off again, that time somehow can be reversed. But with some things, you can never go back. Paintings continue to crack and age. Oil paint, over the centuries, becomes more and more translucent and changes its refractive index. Colors lighten or darken, depending on their phototropic composition and nature. Everything changes all the time, even the ethics of picture restoration. And what of this man peering out of a bush in his white shirt in this fuzzy, slightly out-of-focus landscape where cities have come and gone, and cottages too? What are we looking at? Where are we? When are we is perhaps the more important question. And that, I suppose, is one we'll never be able to answer.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.